For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means. Just like that, we are back to hang out with you on this wonderful, fine-filled Wednesday evening. Hope you're all doing well. Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, warm.
Yeah, warm.
Unlike
just
us.
Supposed to get be cold again. Warm.
That's what I heard. I heard this upcoming week is going to be really bad.
Yeah, I signed up to work 5 days in a row. Well, I didn't sign up.
That's not smart.
I swapped with the guy on the other shift. He needed some days off. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a very good way of making life decisions, Steve.
No. But a way you can make a good life decision is hitting the like button. Hitting the subscribe button and hitting the notification bell because YouTube and YouTube stuff. And that's awesome. That's awesome. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? The YouTube's growing slowly, steadily growing. 95,000 more subscribers and we got a plaque. It's gravy. Almost there.
I don't know what Celsius means.
That's the gross taste in bubbly water. Celsius.
Oh. Yeah. Right on.
We speak in freedom temperature here.
Just kidding.
So what's been going on? Everybody forgot about the drones. Don't worry about it. Everybody forgot about the fog. Don't worry about it. There were some emails that got sent out before there was some attacks and stuff. And then Los Angeles burned down. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's just one. Like being in the paranormal and conspiracy world, 2025 has just been chaos.
Conspiracy.
We're not even 3 weeks in.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And I feel like I'm only going to speak for America here. We are just, our attention span is non-existent anymore. It's just here and gone. Here and gone. It's crazy.
Yeah. I did hear about that, Twiz. How the insurance companies pulled out there.
That doesn't surprise me. Weren't they doing the same stuff like in Florida for hurricane and flood insurance?
Probably.
It's ridiculous.
It's also sad whenever there's specific people that you listen to and they side with the insurance companies. And you're like, oh, well, I lost a little bit of respect for you there.
Hold that thought. Oh, it's, hey, someone just broke the news. It's Colleen's birthday today.
Oh, hey, happy
hell
birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Colleen. Hope you had a great one. Hope you're not getting crazy amounts of snow up there. We got crazy amounts of snow here.
We did, and it's made work life not fun.
No.
Today I thought my toes were going to fall off.
It was very, very cold the last 2 days. But yeah, reverting back to insurance and things, insurance is a fucking scam. Hey.
I was hoping you were going to use that word.
It's funny, okay? It's not funny because it's not. But I hit a deer yesterday on my way home. RIP to the deer. Also, to the front end of my car. In an odd synchronicity, it was within 3 exits of the last deer I hit that totaled out a car. Something about that said.
You gotta run the numerology.
I gotta run
that.
A different route to work. Is what I need to do.
That too.
But we were talking about that. Insurance, and I'm like, man, I pay a lot of money for my car insurance, and I just hit this deer, and they gave me a quote, and in the quote, they also took out the $1,000 deductible that I have, and I'm like, the amount of money I pay in for my insurance, I probably could just get a new car. But you also have to have insurance.
Yeah, it's required.
It's not totaled. It's just expensive. It's just an expensive cosmetic injury.
Well, when you drive a Lamborghini.
That's true. Lamborghini.
Everything's
expensive
for it. Directly
into the coal plant.
I wish. That would be really interesting.
Just directly into the coal plant. But yeah, the deer mafia, that's a fucking fact. I've left the chunks and hair of deer in the busted grill and bumper of my car as a deterrent to other deer to leave me alone.
It's a good call for the insurance, though, to do that.
You're I was going to drag the carcass back and just throw it into the grill before I start taking pictures of it, but it was heavy.
Yeah, I'm sure. You could have got it done, though. There's a will, there's a way.
But anyway, that was my excitement yesterday morning.
Not that exciting. No. Did you see people are getting caught setting more fires over there?
I did see that. Like,
isn't that crazy?
I want to say yes, but it's not. It just, at this point, it just makes sense.
It's just pure chaos shit bombs over there.
Being shit bombs.
Well, yeah. And then apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. I believe that there's a possibility that's not. However, it's making its runs through some conspiracy circles that somebody was arrested for setting fires, and they had a UN card on them. That's what I heard, man. That's word on the street.
Also, not that shocking. They probably dug it out of the Tesla bomber's truck because apparently his IDs didn't burn up.
I was gonna bring that up.
It's amazing. It's amazing. He had.
And then it also happened on 9/11
he
as well.
He had infinite pyrotechnics and gasoline in this car, but you know what? You know what survived? His IDs. What they need to do is start taking whatever the government uses to make these IDs and start building the houses in LA out of the ID material then that's
actually a good call.
I'm out here solving problems, fixing stuff.
You need, I feel like with that, you should move up in the world and have a way better job.
I should.
With ideas like that, you're destined for greatness.
Yeah, probably going to get silenced.
Most likely.
I saw that, Twiz. That video made it. Yeah. Dude arrested with a blowtorch. And they're like, he could have just been, you know, blowtorch and stuff.
Is that
real? I saw the video. I mean.
No. The comment. Is that real?
Yesterday in Manchester, England, I hit a gorilla with my car.
I don't know that that's how that works.
I mean, I hit a deer with my car in Godfrey. So,
are there gorillas in England?
In the zoos.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he was driving his car through a zoo.
I did not see that anomaly. That would be interesting to know.
Oh, that is.
But I've been working in an area where I have this much service. So I have not been able to see anything lately.
It's just nothing. You are well out there this week.
Yeah, I'm pretty good ways out there. I got no, like, most of the time my phone just says SOS.
That's what I say whenever I clock in.
So I can, every once in a while I can squeak a little text out, but that's it. Usually you get like the infinite loading bar on your screen is what you get whenever you text somebody.
Just says, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah. So it's been kind of dead on seeing things, and then sports and all that stuff this week, so it's been a little chaotic. Yeah.
The fires have pretty much taken over all of social media
talking points.
Yeah, and you can't.
I was gonna say
you can't, like, so much stuff is faked and shopped in now and shopped out. You can't believe anything you see. Like, I saw photos of, like, obviously going off the Maui fires where the stuff that's blue did not burn. Now you got people like photoshopping recycling bins in front of just burnt down houses and shit, and like trying to push a weird narrative. And then I'm seeing other photos and stuff of buildings with red roofs now not burning. And it's just a whole, like, it sucks because a lot of people lost their lives and livelihood, and now you can't even follow, like, what's actually happening because everybody has their own narrative they're trying to push and spin, even if it's fake.
I did see the regurgitation of old videos saying that they're new videos. I specifically remember some of the videos from the last big California fire.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody they've been reposting them saying that they're current. And I'm like, no, I remember those videos from last time.
Well, like the one where the person is driving between the hills and the hills are just on fire from the old one. It's crazy.
Oh, did you ever remember seeing the one where they're on the four wheeler driving down the road and they were using like I forget what they call those, but it's to set back fires. Like fire department, like a drip torch.
Yeah.
And I saw that one making its rounds again, saying, you know, trying to feed a conspiracy that people are out there setting them, which I do believe is happening. It's just that definitely wasn't a video this time.
It's just, I don't know. I would hope that, like, normal truth seeking people wouldn't, like, push those kind of narratives, but I know that they do. Like, people want something to be
like, yeah, on people purpose, want
something to be a conspiracy so bad that they like they would literally Photoshop shit into pictures to tie it into conspiracies.
That's lame. Actually, you know what? It brings me to a solid point, because I wasn't really going to try to talk about it, because I don't think we've done an episode on this before, and because I know you've talked about writing an episode on it, and I don't think we did. We might have. Did we ever do an episode on D.B. Cooper?
No, I don't think so.
Because I remember you talking about it at one point.
I don't think we have.
Now, supposedly,
point out before Kyle goes into this, we're almost at 300 episodes of the regular show.
Yeah, and we're right there.
Not these. We got what, two more dropping that we've recorded.
We'll have to record one more, because I think my episode was 299. But supposedly they solved it. I just saw a thing where they solved.
They figured out who D.B. Cooper is. They better not have.
Supposedly they're gonna work on getting DNA and possibly exhuming the body.
Really?
That's what I heard. I'm not saying it's true or not, but it made me when I literally just seen it like probably 20 minutes ago. So I haven't had any time to look into it. Yada yada yada. But I thought about writing an episode on it, and then at the end, including that tidbit of that possibly being solved. And then the grand question that I was going to ask is, should D.B. Cooper's mystery have been solved?
Should it? Yeah. I'm going to say yes. If they can 100% prove it, yes. Because I feel like that's kind of what we're in this for. Like, we want, like, Sasquatch, for example. Like, in the end, we want to, even if it's for our own personal validation, we want to know he's real. Like, I would want to know who D.B. Cooper was, because if bro got away with it, that's sick.
Well, supposedly, according to the information I saw, I'm not saying that it is real. Like I said, I've had zero time to look into it. Supposedly, homeboy didn't just do it to one. He did two, almost back to back.
Because I know they found some of the money along a creek bank, like in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And that was their big, he's probably not with us any longer.
Right.
But if he did survive, I think it's the only successful hijack robbery where the person escaped. Something like that.
I'll have to look into it and try to verify the information.
Yeah, dude, do an episode on that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I always forget about that.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of torn. There's a big part of me that doesn't want that mystery solved, because it's such a legendary mystery. And I also think, to be 100% honest with you, as much as everybody is out there, like, you use the example of Bigfoot, and we want proof that it's real, there is a part of me that wholeheartedly disagrees with that. I don't think, because here's what I think. I think that there are people, and I do myself have some of this sentiment. I don't think that people want some of these mysteries to officially be solved.
Oh, I agree.
I think that there are people that would want you and me, quote unquote, to solve the mystery. Although, even though if we had photographic evidence of Bigfoot and all of our listeners were convinced, the rest of the world would not be. But that would be like our little nugget of truth and our little, like, our prize, so to speak. You know what I mean? But whenever the powers that be, whomever, the government, the whatever, come in and say, yes, it's real, I think for a lot of people, including myself, I will openly admit this, it takes a lot of fun out of it.
Yeah, it is what's the word I'm looking for? It is kind of almost like, maybe not necessarily emotional, but it does kind of hit you when you put a mystery to bed, especially one that has so much, like somebody in the comments said, it's DB Cooper is American Outlaw lore. And it is.
And think about it. Like, for a lot of people, like you said, there's so much nostalgia in that. There's so much, like, he's the gangster that got away, and still to this day, nobody knows officially who he was. Like, and there's something to that legend, or that is his plaque. That is his trophy.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, once somebody figures out who he is and puts that to bed,
he's just going to be a criminal. He's just going to be a criminal after that.
Exactly.
I do get that. There are those ones like those, I guess, super legends that aren't even necessarily paranormal, like Amelia Earhart. Like, where'd she go down? Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Josh Gates tried to figure it out. He found somebody's bones under an old house, but I don't know what ever happened after that. But there's also like, it is very like, it is like a juxtaposition, because you're we research and dig into things because we want to know. And then once you find out, it just takes it takes all the magic away.
That's exactly what I was going to say. There's magic to it that draws you to that. But like you said, once it becomes official, then it takes all the magic out of it. It's like I've said it before. It's almost like to a degree where we're modern day explorers at a certain point. And that's the fun of it, is the mystery. It's the magic behind it.
Yeah. And
whereas I would love for you and me to have come to the conclusion.
I was DB Cooper.
We figured out. Yeah. That we figured out who DB Cooper was. Me. But In the eyes of the rest of the world, that could still be up for debate. Yeah. You know, I don't believe these two dummies.
Yeah.
You know, but because then, in a roundabout way, whereas we think we solved it, but technically the mystery still lives on because we don't have that. I guess that 100% concrete evidence that this is it.
Yep. And with.
It's just my personal opinion on the matter. Like, I love mystery.
And those, like, the non-paranormal mysteries are, like, almost different in themselves than, like, Bigfoot was a bad example because I guess there's the paranormal lore behind it, you know? Like, solid evidence of Bigfoot is going to be way harder to come by than solid evidence of who DB Cooper was. So,
right.
I don't know. It's weird. Human mysteries and paranormal mysteries kind of occupy their own little lanes in my brain. And we don't do a lot of human mysteries. Sure. Really?
No, not really.
And like, cause I keep seeing people like throwing things out in the chat, like the Alcatraz escape, which is a mystery. But I never think to talk about it because I feel like in my brain, like, that's not paranormal. That's just three dudes getting the fuck out of Dodge, you know? But it's still a mystery. We should definitely look.
It is a mystery. Like, mysteries are cool, man.
Cooper, like, I'm doing an episode on it because I'm here for it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it is. It's one of those mysteries, legends that has just been eternal for so long. You know, and then like I just seen that where they might have solved it, and I kind of got bummed. Where I'm like, "Aw,
we were supposed to do that.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
That was supposed to be for us."
You know, and I saw Burton ask about our treasure book. Yeah, we've ordered it. I don't think we've got it.
It was supposed to ship sometime last week. We were supposed to get it by the 17th, but I got a thing about all the weather and shit may have postponed it. So it is shipped at this point. I know there's some Reddit page. There's all kinds of stuff. There's a Discord. I found a link to There's a Reddit page. There's a podcast out. There's all kinds of people digging in. I don't know how close they're getting, but there's people posting like matching up shots from pictures in the book and all kinds of shit. So there are people 10 toes down, boots on the ground out there searching for. I saw some dude in Vermont. There's like 2 feet of snow and this dude's camping out like at a spot where he thinks the treasure chest is. And I'm like,
that's dumb unless he finds it.
Then
good on him.
And some like we Hollow Cult, whenever the books get here, we're gonna have to step it up. You can actually, the dude, old John Collins Black, John, whatever his name is making bank on this because he released physical copies.
Oh, yeah.
He did 50,000 or 45,000 physical copies and it sold out immediately. So he ordered 100,000 more physical copies, selling, I think ours was like $65. I can't remember. But now he's put out PDF digital downloads that he's selling by chapter.
Oh,
either
man.
By chapter or by box, because there's 5 boxes. And I'm like, this dude,
that's
this dude's planning
nasty.
His next treasure hunt. That's crazy. It is.
Yeah, that's kind of nasty.
Oh, yeah, but it should get here. People are already going. There was some dude that actually mapped out the dimensions of the smaller box based on the bars of gold that were placed into it on the picture. And I'm like, we're out of our element.
Oh, 100%. We can still get lucky, though. That's
true. That is true. Oh, man. What's everybody doing in the chat? Burton, what's up? Brother John, what's up? Bert said he can't talk about it, but he's going to Texas next month. That's very vague.
Calhoun has a lot of mysteries.
Yeah.
Dylan's eating Chinese.
I wish I was. Oh, I had a buddy that swears they saw a Black Panther when they were hunting in Calhoun.
Yeah, my dad said he's seen one there. And he has a UFO story from there, too.
The old stone house, just past Eldred, there is lore that the old man buried a bunch of gold in the bluffs there. So, yeah, it's just past that Walkerville turnoff. If you keep going north, the next house north has it right there in that lot. We went up there and may or may not have trespassed in years prior when I was a younger man.
Yeah. I'm always out there looking for stuff whenever I'm in Calhoun.
Yeah.
I don't ever really find much though.
There's also lore that Jesse James ran through town and buried gold somewhere in the bluffs. Which is,
I think I have heard that before.
The rumor is that, okay, the little building here right at State Street where you turn in, like by Betty's, the one right across the street, rumor is that that was an old bank that the James gang had robbed years ago. Years and years and years. And apparently they hid out in some cave in the bluffs, which that doesn't really narrow it down.
Not at all. Not at all, because there's lots of bluffs down through there.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we got going on? What kind of weird stuff's going on, everybody? Let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. Let's chit-chat about it. Jeremy Corbell dropped on Tubi today. I think I have Tubi. I'll have to check it out. Ross Coldart is doing an interview with a new whistleblower who says he has pictures. I did see some bits and pieces about that too. I'm curious. I did see there was a new big whistleblower drop over on 4chan December 23rd. A lot of people are thinking that it may be the Tesla bomber, but there's not a lot of evidence leaning that way. I think people kind of were trying to connect dots that weren't there just because the information was similar, talking about the drones and the orbs and stuff. It is a bunch of pages. I saved it. I was going to post it on the Patreon, but I never got around to it. Which is, it's weird because 4chan is one of those things, like 99.9% of it is just garbage, BS, but you get those that 1.001% of shit that is really factual and truthful. And you're like, oh shit. So now anything that drops, you got to like fine tooth comb it.
I think that's a reality. I think those things happen.
Yeah. It's happened before.
And it's weird that you kind of bring that up because I listened to, not that it was riveting or anything special, but I listened to Zuckerberg on Rogan the other day. And it's funny because Rogan was talking about how we need anonymity on the internet so people can whistleblow.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think anonymity should be a thing. 100%, because I mean there are truths that need to be told, and so you know, like, we're all different. Some people can live with a secret their whole life and it not bother them, and then there's other people that have to get it out. And even something as simple as creating a damn name on the internet on a random email and just pumping it out into the world or just make them feel better.
Yep. And
but then there are people out there that might see that and run with it and solve a problem.
Yep. I feel like some people get that information and it wastes, especially information that's going to affect other people, the public, and that shit weighs on their consciousness so much that even just putting it out anonymously, just getting it out there, they feel like they're doing what they can to try to write what they know. It's crazy. How do you feel about the Zuckerberg turn? I feel like that dude's a fucking
think it's
dork.
It's a play.
Yeah,
it's a play.
100%.
There's not one part of me that believed any part of what he was saying.
He's just trying to. I feel like, all right, we're gonna start talking about social media conspiracies here. Let's go. I feel like that dork is a big proponent behind the TikTok ban, right? And I stand behind TikTok because, like, we almost have 100,000 followers on there. We worked hard to get that. But I find it weird that as the ban is coming, and TikTokers are like, no, to hell with Meta. We're not going to Facebook. We're not going to do Instagram reels. We would rather get an actual Chinese app. Hey, Holocult. We are back and we're excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered. You can search up your ailments for specialists from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Holocult. Do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO. Check out their online dispensary and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red Note, an actual app that is from there, and use it before we use Zuckerberg's garbage. And then he's like, oh, damn, this isn't going the way I wanted it to. We thought everybody'd funnel back over here. And they're like, nah, we're good. And he's like, yeah, but look at me. I'm hip, free speech. Check me out. And people are still like, you're a fucking dork. And then he's like, oh, and then the government's like, oh, this isn't also working out the way that we wanted it to. So we're going to push this ban back now. And it's just chaos.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, all these companies should loosen the reins on content to a degree. Of course, everything that we say has degrees. So please don't like overstep what I'm saying there at all. Because freedom of speech should be freedom of speech. Like, it should be a thing. And I can definitely understand bans on certain content. Of course, absolutely. But I think he plays the fence is what he does.
Duck. Man.
I think people put too much weight in him as a person. Like if he's left or right, or if he's this or that, I don't really think he gives a shit as long as he's.
Oh yeah. You fucking hit that one out of the park.
I think people like him, I think all of them are probably like that. I don't think they give a shit.
That's why
left, right, up, down, A, B, C, D. It doesn't matter as long as they're making money. So I think he just, I don't know if he feels a shift in the environment or whatever the case may be.
He's just,
because there is a clear shift in the environment. I think he's just like, fuck it. I'm going to ride the fence the other way because 100%, I don't want to get tanked.
Like the last 4 years, you look at who is in office and he completely pandered to that side. Yeah, monitor these memes and we'll take this shit down and this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? The pendulum just swung the other way. And now look who's cool, hip, free speech guy. Get the fuck out of here, you dork.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care what side, where you fall in life. Just do me a solid. Stand 10 toes down with where you stand.
Yeah, you.
And I'll at least have respect for you. Right. And there's no, and if you later on decide that you're going to change your mind or shit, that's cool too. I ain't got a problem with that. But just stand where you are. Don't play the fence. Don't be like that. Be who you are.
I did see.
It is what
I did see that the main proponent behind them pushing the ban back again, I think it was like 297 days or 267 days, something. There were a lot of government officials getting on board for this, but I did see that Elon is in talks with the company that runs it and talking about buying that too. So, yeah.
TikTok?
Now,
yeah, I heard that too.
This fucking guy, he's right there with Zuck on my list. Probably going to get some hate for that, but whatever. He's a fucking dork as well. Not only is he the wealthiest person on the planet, he's also going to be pretty much controlling 60% of social media. He's also on the cusp of, on the top tier of space exploration. He's also dabbling in AI shit. And I also heard that he's interested in buying CERN. So he will not only control virtually everything we do and the portals to hell and the AI takeover, he also is going to be in control of the only way we can escape it, and that's getting off the planet. It's cool. Cool. In a perfect world, Zuck's AI army and Elon's AI army will just fight each other to the death.
That might happen.
I'm here for it.
It might happen.
Yeah, JJ, I've been seeing it. He's interested I keep hearing little whispers. He's trying to get his fingers in the and opening the portals of the gateways of hell. At least we'll be able to watch it on Twitter.
That's reality.
That's true. He'll live stream it from the depth. He'll live stream it from Mars as the demonic takeover happens here on Earth. He's like, I told you all, if you would have bought a little blue check mark, you could have came to Mars with me. But instead, good luck fighting demons.
It's, I think if this has showed us anything, that all the big heads are on the same team, man.
Yeah. 100%.
And I feel bad for people that don't see that.
It sucks.
But does it, though?
The frogs will still be gay. That brings me to another question. Is the Alex Jones now the same Alex Jones from 2 years ago?
Much love, Mikey.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you,
brother.
If you guys need any preparedness stuff, hit him up.
That's my question. This new Alex Jones isn't the old Alex Jones. He's been replaced. Yeah, look at him.
I'm Googling this shit
Compare him to his, I don't know if I can say it, the lawsuit he was in when he was in court a couple, I don't even think it was that long ago. Compare him to now. Different guy. I don't know if he had surgery or not. I'm fully bought into the fact that he's a clone.
I just saw one of the top searches is weight loss.
Yeah, because that's what they do with clones.
Did he lose a lot of weight?
He was cloned at about 80%.
That picture of him looks weird. I don't know. You'll have to send me. Maybe I'll put Alex Jones cloned.
I came up with that.
Oh, well, I see Alex next to Kanye.
Yeah, see?
If that's what you're saying, see? Then yes, he's definitely been replaced. No, I'm not seeing anything. You'll have to show me what you mean.
Oh, just look at the, I'm just going off of pictures. Like, I saw him ranting on Twitter the other day, and I'm like, man, that doesn't look like Alex Jones. I said, this dude looks like 20 years younger and just kind of sounds like him.
There are a couple weird pictures in here where I am confused, where I'm like, man, it kind of looks like him, but it kind of doesn't look like him. Now I'm confused. Dang it. I don't care what anybody says. Alex Jones is the man. You could talk all the shit you want. I don't care. Unless he was replaced, then that sucks.
Which there's a lot of avenues you could go down with him being replaced, right? Like he could have been just get rid of the problem and they put this other Alex in there that now we're going to think is a clone. So we're not going to listen to him. Or it was his doing where the real Alex is trying to get out of all the like lawsuit hot water.
That would be far more interesting of a story. That's like some Dr. Evil type of shit there. I don't honestly, here's where I think anybody who thinks Alex Jones is a problem is kind of out of their mind.
I love it.
And I'll tell you why. Thanks, because Jones. Alex Jones has, yeah, much love, man. Appreciate you. The Mitchell boy has been coming in hot tonight. Alex Jones has been around forever, right? And let's be honest, how much of a problem has he actually been for anyone? If you really sit down and think about it, given he's much larger than we are, but I feel
not anymore
like
because he took Ozempic.
Well, got him. And in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that he's any more of a threat than we are. I think that he has a following. And at the end of the day, that like when you compare that to, say, the governmental conspiracies, it still doesn't do anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you just expect it out of Alex Jones. You know what I mean? Like that's how what he built his platform on. And for some unknown reason, we all as a public collective here in America still have faith in the government that they wouldn't do this kind of shit. Although time and time and time and time and time and time and time again, there's proof that they do nefarious shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, the TikTok thing is so ridiculous to me. The fact that they're using national security as their reasoning, like, bitch, you, as an American government, mine our data.
Oh, yeah.
What difference does that make? It just boggles my mind.
Because they can do it and nobody else can.
They want to try to make money. They saw people over there making a living, doing good, making money, just being themselves, just making content, you know, being content, making content. And they're like, nah, we can't have this. Get back to work, peasant. Go back to your shitty 9-to-5 and stop doing food reviews. Stop talking about scary books and paranormal shit.
And that's what I mean. Like, that community is so small. The conspiratorial community, paranormal stuff is so small. It's just it's like a drop in the water.
It's crazy.
You know, and so, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't see. Because even though, like, Alex Jones eclipses us, he just far surpasses anything we'll probably ever get to. It still makes zero impact on how they run the world, on how they, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems so asinine to go after him And I feel like if you, the more you crucify him, the more it empowers everybody behind him.
It does kind of like oddly validate some of the things that he says, because like,
oh, sure. And listen, you know, he's been right about quite a few things.
He takes some hot takes here and there that don't land very well.
Yes.
And
right.
I think, see, I feel like the problem with Alex Jones is that he is the mouthpiece, right?
No, he is essentially. And think about this, because I think this is going to hit you. You're going to feel the nostalgia here. He is Stone Cold Steve Austin
of the conspiracy world. Mm. Yeah.
Because if you compare him to that era of pro wrestling,
no filter. Yeah.
Perfect fit.
That's man. Alex. That's Alex's perfect biggest fit. Problem is that he doesn't, maybe it's different now. Then he did not filter the information he got. And I feel like all it takes is a couple nefarious entities to throw Alex some information that they know he's just gonna just vomit out into the airwaves to completely make him have a bad day. Because I don't feel like he vets a whole lot. He sees something that ticks on his brain. He's like, yep, we're running with it. And then you get hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits.
Yeah, and that sucks. Because
God damn, you see that? He built an empire and then they shut him down. Merkel will get the same thing. I hope not. Stay low, Hulse guys. Stay low.
We're always
slow
low.
And low.
Always. Always.
Like
baby,
the Beastie
always.
Boys. Slow and low. That is the tempo.
But like, and it's circumstantial. I will admit this before I say this. Everything has circumstances. Everything. But you can't sit here and say that as a fellow conspiratorialist, as a fellow paranormal nut, that it's not fun. This is me talking. I know a lot of people are probably going to disagree, but in my opinion, the Alex Joneses are fun. The Zach Baggins are fun. It's fun to see those people that kind of take it a little too far sometimes, where you're kind of like, I don't know if I exactly buy the approach here. And then sometimes as an adult, mind you, you learn to read between the lines.
Yeah.
Right? Because Alex Jones does pipe off about a lot of things. But if you read between some of those lines, he's right. You know? Or maybe you don't think Alex has the answer, but you take a couple lines from here, then you take a couple lines from over there, and then over here, and you're like, well, hey, now I think I'm onto something. And I don't know. Like, I feel like that's more about what it's supposed to be about versus, I guess some people just take it way too serious at times, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Because I'm also not discrediting any of it. It's just, I guess I just view it differently than a lot, you know, some people.
Yeah. And like I said, his hot takes do him more damage than I feel like they do good. Because he's come out with some shit that was 100% spot on. 100% spot on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, it's in my brain, it's almost like when he hits these home runs, it's setting off things in the upper echelons radars. Like, hey, this guy's breaking news. We don't want him to break. So then they can send out their little minions to be like, hey, maybe you should talk about this, Alex. And he's like, fuck yeah. And then he starts talking about it. And everybody's like, what? So that's how it works out in my head.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. What's up? I just feel like when you stack his followers against the rest of the world, those numbers are pretty lopsided. And I feel like someone like Alex, someone like us, could come out with 100% factual truth that aliens are real. Like we could literally have classified CIA NSA documents and read it verbatim with all the names, and still 99.8% of the population on the planet are going to go, these guys are nuts.
Oh yeah.
They have no idea what they're talking about. And that's what I mean. Like, of course, a lot of people who are in this realm are going to see it and hit it and go, oh my gosh, these guys are telling the truth. Like this is 100% factual evidence, but the rest of the world doesn't give a shit. So in the end, it doesn't really matter. Not that I'm discrediting the paranormal or conspiracy or anything of that nature. It's just, I think that's just reality.
And that's, Twiz brings up a good point too. He probably has 15% of his audience that are just hate watchers waiting for him to say the next,
also
the
true,
next dumbass thing for them to just blow up all over.
Also true. Also true.
It's wild, but he is a clone now. So he may not be, he may have just been going to the gym.
It's really not that. Anyway.
But if he is, are we going to be that shocked? No,
absolutely not.
That's why I stay fat, so people don't think I'm a clone. Just doing it for the people.
I mean, it's good information, Steve. It's good information.
Oh, now that we touched on that, what else we got? What else we got? What else is weird going on here?
I don't know. I'm pretty much dry. Like I said, I've had zero service. I freaking cannot look at anything. And they're right. A lot of people do want to be controlled.
It's human nature. I've said that before. Like, that's why religion works. That's why politics works. That's why governments work. Like, we are a creature that needs to be told what to do, which sucks.
Yeah, because ironically enough, I've never been a fan of authority. But the older I get, I'm getting way more in that camp of just
let,
like,
me live my damn life.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah,
same.
Like, just let me do what I want to do, and I promise you, I will not bother anybody. Just leave me alone.
I feel that.
And stop. And then the world needs to stop taking things so serious. It's kind of ridiculous at this point.
Yeah. I'm hoping that kind of wanes itself away a little bit, but we'll see.
What, all the seriousness?
Everything.
Well, rumor has it that is coming, where it's going to kind of get reeled back. But as you just said, we'll see. I'm not going to hold my breath on that.
I feel like it.
Cause, I mean, we could definitely benefit from that.
Yeah, I feel like it comes in waves. And we're just seeing it more now because of social media. That's where I'm kind of at on it. Oh, we do. Well, so we're about an hour in. We got a little bit of time. We do have some banger episodes dropping here. The Vietnam Demons. That one's doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. That was a ripper.
It was
a ripper episode. We got some
easy
fun ones coming out next week. I talk about the Porterville gnome. For those of you that don't know, he's an asshole. So,
yeah,
keep up on
that's
that.
Pretty cool.
He dresses like an asshole, and he is an asshole. So, for any of our California people out there that live around the Tule River, whatever, look out for the gnome. And then
you just say it how you say it.
It's what I'm. Hear what I think, not what I say.
Much love, trucker. You keep rolling. Yeah, stay safe.
Be careful in all the crazy weather out there, brother. What else?
Yeah, it's probably Twiz is the gnome.
Yeah. Twiz, you've been out in California, San Joaquin Valley, wearing...
And have black JNCOs and a gold shirt, gold
button
up.
When they said baggy black pants and a gold shirt, I did think of Twiz.
Yeah.
He says nope.
He just said yes. I saw it. It's 100% him.
Yeah, look, Vietnam Banger was an episode. Vietnam Demons is a bomb.
I was pretty proud of it. It was decent.
It was good. What's the other one we got? The Red-Haired Giants. Love Lock Cave.
Yeah, Love Lock Cannibals.
Which is crazy to me that we haven't talked about that yet. That's wild.
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about it all. Like, it's always on the cusp of things we're going to research. Because I had to look. We brought it up before, but we never. Kyle just dove right in as a bitch.
Yeah, we got that one on.
So the next couple weeks is gonna be cool, kind of fun, kind of less serious.
Well, ironically for you, Rosemary,
Kyle,
the gnome in Steve's episode is actually more like a troll by description. Yeah. So. I may have just pulled the Uno reverse on you there.
It's my favorite gnome encounter that I've seen yet.
It's pretty fantastic.
We have to talk about it probably after it drops. Maybe the night shift after it drops, we'll talk about it. Because I want everybody's reaction. Okay, next, this is for the future. For people that are listening in the future. Which it'll be the past when the gnome episode drops, because this will drop after it. So
that does
so get confusing. Back to the future past people listening to the gnome episode that have already listened to it that hasn't dropped yet. When you listen to it and then you hear this, tell us how you would react in the scenario, in the gnome scenario.
I was 100% waiting for you to say something specific, because you were like, when you listen to this, and I was literally waiting for a noise.
You want me to drop the trigger?
I thought there was going to be a sound effect.
JJ, I'm waiting for you to hear it, because it takes place in California. You're the first person I thought of, because you are very pro gnome. This gnome, not so much.
He's an ass.
I think I even said that in the episode. We need to get JJ's take on this, because it's in California.
Yeah, you did.
And it's gnome. Which I have no dog in the gnome fight. Right? So I might. There's probably some in my backyard, and they're probably stealing my silverware. Which, oddly enough, since we've brought it up, I haven't been missing any more silverware.
I don't think I've ever had any silverware missing.
People are still, like I said in the episode, people are still, that has been posted on Reddit. I posted that on Reddit probably 4 years ago. Still to this day, getting people on there confirming that they're still having silverware issues. There has to be a mass stockpile.
Yeah, I got pebbles in a vase. I don't have missing spoons and stuff, though. That's weird. Which, joke's on you, because sometimes we use plastic.
Got them. So. Whatever. They're doing it wrong if they're using forks, right?
Yeah. No, it was actually a really good episode.
It's weird.
Of the two future ones coming out, I feel like that's the
better. They both went hard, though.
I call it the Vulgar Gnome. That's what I named it.
And that's a spot on name. If you're looking up to do some research, don't do it until you hear the episode, nerds. But it takes place in Porterville, California, which I don't know where that's at.
It's an awesome story.
I like
the story, and then I liked the ending conversation a lot. How it kind of hit on the history.
That's
of
what
it,
we're good at. Talking about stuff. Not that good, but
once in a while we do something.
Getting
right.
Better. We're coming up on a lot of milestones too, Hollow Cult, since we're in here hanging out. Again, we're right on the cusp of our 300th episode, which is absolutely bonkers. It won't drop at the same time, but not long after that, we'll be at our 6 year mark. Hollow Sky 6 year. That's the losing half of a decade.
Yeah. And then, you know, another milestone in the near future. Actually, it won't be that near, but whatever. We're on episode 90 of Night Shift. That's over. Almost at 100.
That's a lot of content. That's a lot of content.
Quite a bit.
It's a lot of content. We've just been out here slaying.
Hammering.
Let's do 300 live and on location. Should we do, is 300 a milestone? I mean, it kind of is, but is it?
I mean, it is if we say it is.
Yeah. Maybe 500 we'll do a.
Yeah, I was going to say 500 is more of a milestone. 500 we'll do a live show.
That's, like a meet and greet.
That's a long ways away.
Don't quote me on that. Yeah, fires. Hope everybody in California's around the fires and dealing with the fires, doing all right.
Yeah.
That shit's devastating.
It does suck. 100-mile-an-hour winds. There's no stopping that shit.
Straight line fire tsunamis.
Although I did, for anybody that is looking into the fires from a conspiratorial angle, Steve, did you see how some of the neighborhoods were burning to the ground and some of the trees and stuff were still standing? Okay, well, supposedly, I'm no scientist, but supposedly there's an answer for that. And what it is the lithium ion batteries in the smart meters. When they catch fire, I don't remember the numbers, but it was like they go from like 400 degrees to 6,000 degrees, and then it heats up all the lines in the house, all the wiring, and it burns the house from the inside out real fast.
I did see that people were going along to the houses that survived the fires, and a lot of them didn't have the smart meters. Which is also bizarre if it's true. It's weird.
Gary, thanks for checking us out. And
hell yeah, welcome in. Welcome in.
Appreciate you.
Just kicking it.
Love.
Not really talking about anything so specific. We just kind of wing it over here. If you've ever listened to the Night Shift, we just like to talk about weird stuff and rant a lot. The Rant Shift.
I will reiterate this though, because we do say it in the episode. I like stories. Some of my favorite stories to cover are on the Fae. Unknowingly so too. Like I never realized, like it's always one that slept on for me. Like whenever we get Fae stories, I kind of get real excited because I think it's because when you talk about Bigfoot or you talk about aliens, you almost kind of know what to expect.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the Fae, it's kind of like a crapshoot. You never really know what you're going to get with it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, you really don't. Like every Fae story that I think that we've covered has been completely different from the next.
Because that was my initial plan, because I sat down to write and I had no idea what to write about. I looked through the 25 episodes that I've started and haven't finished and was like, So then I'm like, we haven't done like a gnome episode. So I was going to get some gnome stories together. And then I found that one that I could do a whole episode on. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And I got into it. I'm like, oh, wow. Wow. And we do talk about the like difference in the cultures and the way that the Fae have been perceived, like in America compared to in old England, and compared to also we kind of touched on like the different Fae from South America. And It's just weird how different they're perceived in all the different cultures. And yeah, we talk about that. So you have to listen.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
It is good.
It was a good time.
I'm trying to think of what I had on the agenda for next. to look into.
DB Cooper now. You got everybody's wheels turning.
Yeah. I might actually do DB Cooper because that one shouldn't be too hard to find.
It'd be a hot button topic if they're really thinking they figured him out.
somebody just sent me something to look into. I cannot remember. Oh, there was mention. Have you heard of Melonheads?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have been asking them.
Somebody sent me that. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds weird, so I might give it a go.
Yeah. I love weird shit.
So I guess you really never know what I'm kind of going to get into.
Yeah, same. Same. I don't know what I'm going to write about. A lot of people were recommending like human mysteries in here, like Alcatraz and DB Cooper and the Black Dahlia, and we're always kind of on the fence with those things, especially stuff that kind of leans into the true crimey area, because we don't like, obviously we're not a true crime podcast and we kind of lean more towards conspiracy and paranormal stuff. But I guess some of those things do have a lot of mystery enticed into them.
Well, and some of them, to be fair, arguably some of them cross over. Yeah.
Especially stuff like Cooper and,
you know what I mean? Because wasn't there, and I'm not a true crime person at all, but wasn't there a lot of talk that Manson had like MK Ultra vibes and
a lot of that kind of stuff that bleeds in and out, especially from that time period.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I don't follow true crime almost at like zero, but I know that I've heard people reference that Manson may have had lots to do with MK Ultra.
I could see that. And like, are we really going to trust the government any more than we trust Charles Manson? The government's killed a lot more people than Charlie did.
Maybe MK Ultra is more like Medusa, and the government's obviously looked at it, so they've MK Ultra themselves. And not right. Even realized
they probably did
it
on purpose.
They might have.
Now they got an excuse. Now they got an excuse. Yeah. I don't know, Holocult. The drones went away. The fog sickness went away.
It is crazy how fast it all fucking changes.
That's what I'm saying, man. We have the attention span of a ladybug.
It's crazy. It's nuts. Because like I said, my internet has essentially been dead all week because of where I've been working. So I have been completely oblivious to the pumping of the brakes on all the fog, all the drone. What little I've seen has been on the fire.
Yeah, that took full precedence over all like the weird conspiracy realm.
And I mean, rightfully so. Like it's kind of a big deal, you know.
A lot of people are losing everything, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It is terrible.
We saw what happened in Maui and now we're kind of seeing the same thing, and it's ridiculous. I did see a theory that
it's kind of
I saw something that they're keeping Diddy and Luigi in the same prison. That's weird. And there is a theory spinning around that they're in there. So Diddy was captured first, put in that prison, right? Luigi, old CEO, just all willy-nilly gets caught hanging out in a McDonald's. It's put in the same prison. There's a theory going around.
Oh, you think it's
a theory going around that they think Luigi's in there to.
Luigi's a hitter.
Yeah. Diddy. So Diddy can't talk.
I mean, that's not that bad of a theory. Happens, it's actually kind of smooth.
If it happens, you heard it here first. And I heard it somewhere else, but I can't remember.
I think that's. That's probably a pretty decent one if he's actually in the same spot.
I've seen it multiple times that they're in the same thing. Because
I admittingly so, I need to look into the whole Luigi story and cover it on Patreon. But it is a weird how he got caught. Yeah,
especially
the whole thing's fucking sus anyways, but
I agree.
It's that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and to be fair, I'm not going to lie now that I think about it. Luigi does kind of look like a CIA hitter.
It's weird.
I feel like he kind of fits the bill.
A lot of people are like, "Hey, this is kind of lining up in a strange way." So
yeah, it's not Oh, and did you also see now that you bring all this up, I saw a picture. I forget who posted it, but it was of Luigi, and he was dressed exactly like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, dude. So
when they were both part of the courtroom.
Have you seen all of that, like all of that crazy shit? Like when they were the picture when they were walking him into the courthouse, and he's got like fucking 25 fully armed police officers behind him. They said he had more guard entourage than El Chapo. Like when they were walking him, like, what? And they compared it to a bunch of scenes in the movies, like where they're walking Superman and he's got like 30 guards behind him, and it was like lining up perfectly.
So why do you think that's
the case? I have no idea.
What logically makes sense for him to have that type
nothing,
of
security? Nothing. He's not a threat to anyone. He's not a threat.
No.
It's not like he went out and killed 100 people, you know? It's not like he's goddamn Hannibal Lecter, you know? He was eating people's livers and shit. He offed one dude, which how often does that happen? If he would have killed his neighbor and not a insurance CEO, would he have been treated the same way? Not even close.
No.
Not even close.
The only thing I can think of is kind of, I think, what Twiz literally just said. Would it be plausible that maybe other CEOs or other people with money decide to get some get back?
Could be. Or what if I don't know. That could lead down a weird road. Like, what if one of the other CEOs paid Luigi to drop Old Boy?
Oh, shit.
And now you got to quiet down your hit piece.
Because I do think it's possible that, no, it's not possible. It's a fact. Some of those CEOs are virtually mob bosses.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's Wiz. I kind of actually agree with that. They don't take too kindly to open season on their own.
Yeah. It's weird. Can you imagine the police escort if Mario did it? Get out of here. Those are the jokes, folks. Yeah.
I do like the theory that he's possibly a hitter, and the whole thing was a thing to get him in there. Yeah. Because if you think about it, you know, we could run with this for a second. There was a lot of, I want to say conspiracy, but at this point it's not a conspiracy, surrounding the Epstein hiccup.
Oh yeah, that's what they, that was the first thing when people started hearing that Luigi and Diddy were in the same block. They're like, this is getting weird. Diddy's not going to kill himself.
But you know what I mean? Like, because the first time they did it, there's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of things where people are like, hey, we're asking lots of questions here. But now, if they built this entire backstory for this Luigi character, now he's got kind of an MO.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because now he's basically a like a legit justice warrior, quote unquote. And he gets put in the block with Diddy. It can be spun that, you know, he was just kind of carrying on his MO.
I think that's where people were leaning.
That's not a bad conspiracy theory at this point. Like, I don't see too many problems with it right now in my head.
Because it could branch off so many different ways. Like, if it happens, like, you're not going to know which route went. Like, was he hired in to do it? Did all those cards just happen to line up to where they're in the same place? Or was that very strategically placed? Because if you think about it, with all the guards and protection, it almost felt like somebody wanted him to make it into that specific spot. So it's weird.
It's crazy, man. And if there isn't any, that's a weird fucking update for my computer.
Stop talking about conspiracy theories.
I mean, in a weird way, it's like, I don't even know where this comes from. I just got a system thing that says, ready for Apple intelligence. Time to experience your new personal intelligence system.
No thanks, Zucker Musk. Get out of our computers.
That's odd timing. Oh, go away. I don't want to do this.
They're like, stop giving our plan away.
But if there's no video evidence of the crime, there's a whole lot of avenues. Oh, yeah. It may not have been Luigi. Maybe Luigi's another fall guy. Like, there's so many different avenues you could run out at that point.
Yeah. It's a weird world. Oh, the chat's getting weird too.
Yeah, a little weird.
Chat's getting strange.
A little weird.
But it's getting to be that time, Holocult. Going to be that time. We appreciate you all hanging out with us, listening to us rant, listening to us brainstorm about all the weirdness going on. In 2 weeks, who knows what the next hot button topic will be. The rate 2025 is going, I'm almost nervous to see where we're at.
I will twist.
So, yeah.
I do feel like that could possibly be, essentially at this point, the night shifts might be riding themselves. So.
But thanks.
Like you said, especially on a 2-week cycle.
Think about how much has changed. A lot. It went. It was orbs and drones. Those went away to the attacks in the fog. And now nobody's even talking about that at this point. So it's going to be a wild year, Holocult. But again, thanks for hanging out with us. It's been a pleasure getting to chill, talk to the chat. For those listening to the show, you can always come and hang out with us Wednesday at 8 p.m. We invite you, come hang out. Chat's wild. It's a good time. Check our Monday shows. Check our listener experience shows. We appreciate you all. 2025 is going to be a good year. We're going to manifest that shit. Thanks, brother.
Love, Steven.
And hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, the share button, bell, whatever. Hit that.
Start hitting buttons. Just
send it. And we'll catch you down the way. Till we do that, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know. Keep your ears and eyes open in 2025 because shit's happening.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.